What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Look, we got a pretty good podcast for you guys coming up. We actually get a chance to sit down, catch our breath a little bit. We've had some phenomenal guests that just happened. But me and old Tasha Matt get a chance to sit down and talk about the state of the show and, you know, some of the upcoming things. Mainly the roast. Come on, you know we're going to talk about the roast. But first, we got to pay some bills. So, if anything, please go to SamShowNation.com. You can catch up all your information that you would need for anything involving the podcast or Sam Show Nation as a whole. To Just Talk With Sam Podcast, the upcoming roast, some upcoming guests, all our social media information. If you want, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, hit the donate button on the current promotion page or the home page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Hey, I've always said that this podcast is a podcast that has been ran by the people for the people, and it's been crowdsourcing. You guys have been doing a lot to keep the free funny rolling, so, and we continue. We, you know, want you to keep doing that. So go to SamShowNation.com, hit the donate button on the current promotions page or the homepage. If you want, you can show your love by going to the store at SamShowNation.com, pick up a t-shirt, pick up some stickers, pick up some of the archived episodes, or if you want, you can always get the free iTunes app. For my Apple people out there, it's a good way to keep up with the podcast. You keep up with all your social media stuff with the app. You can always catch up with anything we have to do. You can always, it's a quick link, you will never miss a podcast by subscribe, rating, reviewing on the iTunes link. Have some bragging rights, give us a 5-star rating. Tell, you know, the world what you like about the podcast. You can do that all via the app by going to SamShowNation.com in the store. Now, this podcast, we have a few promotions. Then we're going to get on with the show. First promotion we got are the good folks at ScoreBig.com. Look, it's June. As a father, I can say this. Father's Day is right around the corner. I'm kind of looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to another shitty tie. What I would like, personally, is go to a game. I would like to go see some MLB. I want to see my Tigers. I want to, I don't know, catch a show. If I don't know who's playing that weekend of Father's Day, some good concerts. I want to do some pretty cool stuff to get me out of the house. And the people who's going to do it for you are the people at ScoreBig.com. You guessed it. They have a special promotion. All you got to do is save $20 on your first order of $100 or more in whatever venue you want, whether that be sports, concerts, theater, whatever you got. All you got to do is when you put in your code before June 15th, use the promo code DADSWIN. You got it. DADSWIN20. Quit $20 off $100 or more. That is DADSWIN and the number 20 for all my people who went to public schools out there. Dad wins 20, and that will get you into any show. The best way I know how to do it, go to SamShowNation.com, hit the current promotions page, hit the Score Big link, and get your dad out to a good show or sporting event or whatever he wants. Next up is, I said it before, I'll say it again, Father's Day is around the corner. Now, if you're a dad, like I'm a dad and I know my dad, we like to grill. And if you're grilling, the only thing I know I can suggest you using is the Man Great Grill Enhancement System. The 2013, 2012, and coming around the corner, 2014 Grilling Enhancement System of the Year. With its patent design, you get whatever you're grilling, whether that be chicken, fish, veggies, whatever. Leave your grill marks, you get a 5-star steakhouse right in your own backyard. It fits any grill, and if you go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page, you can get the total Man Great Grill Enhancement System for the low price of $19.99 plus shipping and handling. By doing that, it's made in America. You got cast iron grill grates, and you can be a champion in your own backyard by using the Man Great. So go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page, hit the Man Great Grill Enhancement System, and cook you up something nice. And lastly, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all. If you can't find nothing on the internet to buy, I'm sure you can find it at this place. And that place is Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com on the homepage, current promotions page. Click the Amazon link and buy whatever you want. Me personally, I would buy Dad something cool for Father's Day. He did a lot of favors for you, didn't he? And not just a father, not just your father, any man deserving in your life. There's a lot of them. I know we see a lot of stuff on TV where that man is no good. That man is blah, 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 blah. But there's a lot of good dudes out there. There's a lot of good men out there, most of them fathers. And on June 15th, you get a chance to hook them up by going to Amazon.com. Get them a drill. Get them some power tools. Get them that horseshit tie. Whatever. Go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Hook your dad up for June 15th. More than enough time to get it to him. Express shipping if you need it. Or let's say if you don't stay in your house, you can ship it right to him. Go to Amazon.com and via SamShowNation.com. So that's it for right now. That's enough of our sponsors for right now. We're going to reset these mics. We're going to play this intro. We're going to get into the podcast itself. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right, we're back. Man, I know. Let's just get into it. We're a little late this week. I understand it happens. Now that we got that out of the way. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's a good podcast. This podcast is just pretty much going to explain why we're late this week. Look, I understand. I saw some of the tweets. I saw some of the emails like, hey, man, I was at my job and I didn't get a chance to hear. I want to hear what happened after the Illuminati thing. I read the other tweets. I read the other emails. You and BK still friends? Y'all broke up. It's like the end of it. Just stop. All right. For starters, let's go from last week. Me and BK are still friends. We're still good. Everything is fine. That's just what happens when we have difference of opinion. We're not going to change each other's mind. We will continue to do this. We're probably going to try to do this once a month about a subject that me and him absolutely disagree with. So, get your tweets going. As far as this week, we're late. It is what it is. Hey, I give good quality podcasts once a week. I never really specified what day of the week it would be, but I gotta be honest, look, we did it, we're a little day late, it happens. The reason we're late, well, I keep saying we because I'm not alone. We're gonna kind of get into this, ladies and gentlemen, Tasha.
Huh? Hello, podcast world, it's me, Tasha. Natasha Mack. Sam gave me a lackluster piss poor introduction, but I shall soldier on regardless.
Look, man,
How you doing, Sam?
You're hosting a roast. I am walking on eggshells not to say horrible stuff, but at the same time, I'm not exactly happy
that
everyone nominated you. Well, you spent the most time with it. You had the most time. All right, but anyway, why are we late? Because we weren't here. We were not here. That's just what it is.
We are not the people to always put on social media that we are out of town. We are not those people.
I wouldn't say that shit on a social media medium.
I'm just saying, we're back now.
Here's what you just did. Anytime these motherfuckers are not on social media at least once a day, I'm
on
robbing.
That's a lie.
I'm robbing.
When do I ever post my location on social media?
All right, look, let's just get into why we're not here. We were here. We were in the great state of Tennessee for various reasons.
What?
The main thing being our boy Mike. Now, diehard listeners of the podcast know who Mike is. He legitimately, I did some homework. Mike is the first guest of the podcast. Period, point blank. This is my good friend Mike, mathematician. You seen him? One of the smartest guys I know. Did something I can say is smart. He got married as a person.
Very smart thing.
Yeah. Right now is smart. It's awesome now.
Shout out to the newlywed.
So Matt and his new wife Jennifer. I want to say thank
Matt,
you.
Matt.
That's Mike. Shit. You thank can tell you, I'm okay. Tired. Hey, you know what? Let's just do this too. I know they're listening. That's what I was getting at. That's what I'm thinking about. That's why Matt and Alexa. I know you're listening. So shout out. Ooh. Yeah. That goes to good buddies, Matt and Alex. I know they listening. But anyway, we going to get on them in a minute.
Okay.
Because I kind of even the score with them. But
we'll get
to that in a second. But let's focus on Mike and Jennifer.
I must add, it was a beautiful wedding.
It was very nice.
I really enjoyed myself. My baby, he enjoyed himself more than anybody else.
Yeah, he did.
All he wanted to do was dance.
And he did.
He shook his little butt.
As far as Mike go, I mean, obviously, great wedding. I can't thank him enough for having us, inviting us out. Not to say I need a reason like this to go see him, but, you know, it was good. You know what? It is what it is. Let me break character for a second. It's good to see your folks, not on no bullshit. I don't care who you are. If your friends, family, whatever, usually when people go out of town for you, a lot of times I've noticed it's usually bad. I don't know. That's the only drawback. I don't want to get on the soapbox here, but that's like the only drawback of social media. You know, since everyone's kind of connected to some degree, no one makes the trip to actually visit or be around these people, regardless if you stay up the street from them or across the country.
Okay.
So, in our case, yeah, kind of across the country. So, it was cool just to see him, hang out with him, almost kill him. You know, we all learned a lot.
I learned that
I'm a bit of an alcoholic. I am a bit of a drinker.
You're a drinker, true.
Bit of a drinker.
But I've been with you for 8 years.
Yeah.
This year. And you used to hold your liquor.
I could not. Would you say
you used to hold your liquor pretty good?
I'm getting old.
No, you can't.
I will say this. As a person,
your tolerance has definitely
dipped. I will say this. I actually talked about this with my brother. Here's the problem. Actually, I wasn't like ridiculously drunk.
You weren't bad. I wasn't like where most people, like, after a night of drinking, it hit them like as soon as they sit.
Yeah, there was like some weird lag.
He came in the hotel room. I actually was not expecting him about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, but I came in.
He came
in relatively
12:31 o'clock
ish. Yeah,
maybe a little after one.
It just went to bed.
He slept from then until we got up to go to the wedding.
Apparently, the term "sleep it off" doesn't apply to me anymore. It's just like, no, we're just going to put this on pause, and then you're going to wake up.
And I'm sitting there.
Because I'm comatose for half the day.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there looking at him, bored out of my mind. Like, what the heck can I do? Because he's sleeping.
Yeah,
I kind of want to hang out with him. I'm bored out of my mind. So I just said, you know what? So the baby's in his pool, and walked around hotel.
You guys had a fabulous day on paper without me.
I really wanted to go somewhere, but I didn't want to go too far away. But,
I was fine.
I took the baby swimming. We got breakfast, and, you know, we spent some time with him, put him down for his nap. I even took a little bit of a nap.
I did not know you guys were there.
Yeah, I know.
I did not know you guys were there.
I kept talking to you and patting you. You probably didn't even know it.
I heard noise.
Yeah.
It was like white noise. It was a lot of meh going on. Like, yes.
And, so he got up. I made him get up around 4. Had I not made him get up, we probably would have been late for the wedding.
No, no. I knew if I had nothing else to do that day, I got up at 4 because I knew the wedding is at 5. So if I wasn't doing nothing else that day, I was going to that wedding. However, like I said, the effects, this may be an old wives' tale. This may be something my brother told me to make me feel better. But what he was getting at is, hey, when you drink in a different climate that you're in, that's going to have strange effects on you.
I can see that.
And he was just like, look.
Anybody that lives down south has been down south.
Yeah, it was like, it's ridiculously hot.
Type of heat that we have in North.
Yeah.
Well, our heat up here is, granted it's humid because we're surrounded by freaking
lakes. Yeah.
So Michigan tends to be a bit more humid when it's hot. But down there, it's completely thick, hot, and dry.
During that time, I had no sinuses. I don't mean runny nose. My sinuses were, like, taken. And I didn't.
Dry. As if when you get back up here, you know, you can see you have to kind of sniffle. And
yeah, you got allergies or what have you.
You're clogged up or you're nothing.
So that's one thing my brother told me. Like, yeah, when you're in different climates of drinking, it's going to have weird effects on you. Like, this one was just kind of like this weird lag effect. And meanwhile, here, if I, like, get a good night in, it's like it hit me all at once.
Yeah, I remember those, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, here's the thing with Sam. He got up feeling kind of icky. He got dressed. He kind of puked a couple times before we left. I said, okay, he should be fine.
But it wasn't, like, food. It was, like, weird.
You had nothing in your stomach.
Oh, well, never mind that.
So you're not going to puke up. You're going to puke up probably acid, stomach acid.
For the record.
And saliva.
For the record, I did make myself throw up the first time. Where I was just kind of like, you know what? Let's just get this over with. That's how you do it. You boot and rally.
Time number two. Number three. We was in a car.
Yeah. Mind the you. First two. So you're right. The first two.
We was in a hotel.
And I was like, yeah, let's just get this out of the way. The third time. That was complete surprise.
Now, Sam never, like, when Sam... Sam is not always big to let me drive.
I have gone on record many times on this podcast that said, I don't trust you behind the wheel of a car.
Sam's manhood is why he has an issue with...
I don't trust you personally behind the wheel of a car.
I'm a good driver.
You're good. You're not great.
I'm an excellent driver.
I've
been in a couple accidents.
See, that's right there.
Most people have. You've been in more accidents than me.
Yes, but they shouldn't know me by name.
They didn't know me by name, Sam.
Bullshit.
They didn't.
Bullshit. They were like, is that Tasha? Anytime you get into an accident.
You're lying.
And so what caused me, Sam, it happened again. How fast can you get here?
I was pregnant and I was panicking when I totaled my car.
Sam, it happened again.
I said it.
We're not talking about you. Someone else called me that whose name I'm not putting on record. They said, Sam, it happened again. And since it happened, you know what's interesting? When you say the phrase, it happened again.
Are you going to sit up here and keep perpetuating these lies?
I don't care. I have to.
All right, but Sam is not always quick to let me.
No,
drive.
I am not. Now, I am not.
I can drive all day long if he's not in the car. But when he's in the car, he has issues in the factory.
Because I like life.
Shut up.
I really
now,
do.
I am trying to get over to make my turn. Sam is so busy caught up. He couldn't tell me which way I was going because he has a GPS. So
I can't read your shitty GPS. Those Apple Maps suck.
It wasn't Apple Maps. It was Google Maps GPS.
Either way, like, I like my British lady who says, take right here. Garmin. Take right here. Take a left here.
Even,
and 4 miles.
No. Mio, Garmin, they all kind of screwed up.
No.
I have used our Mio. We had a Mio GPS.
I have a Garmin.
It turned me around so many times that it cut off and wouldn't cut.
See, that's that iPhone you're using.
I said the actual GPS we had. The Mio, you remember the Mio?
Well, that's why it was yours. I got the Garmin app on my phone. And
you
I have
the Mio.
And I have not looked back.
I use it at work.
I have not looked back. That Garmin
now,
and that British lady.
Can I give my sense?
That Garmin has made me dumber.
Now
I don't know where the hell I'm going now.
Say what I'm being really interrupted. I use the.
You do realize you're on this podcast. You will be interrupted.
I'm not going to interrupt me. Can I get my sentence out?
That should be a phrase on this podcast. You'll be interrupted.
Well, make a T-shirt out of it.
I'm not above that.
The freaking Mio turned me around so many times.
You like ice cream?
Cut off and it didn't cut back on. So. I now use Google Maps GPS, or I use Waze. Waze, for anybody that doesn't know, we do not work for Waze in no type of way, but Waze is a very good GPS service. It is like a social media GPS service, which is awesome.
I beg to differ. Waze could be a good GPS.
But since it's on my iPhone, it sucks.
No. I'm not shitting. If you got a Android or if you got a Windows
iPhone.
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying. But
so when can I get my Galaxy S5?
When I feel you should have it. Now, let me talk to you about Waze.
Don't worry about it.
The problem with Waze is it's too much social media. So now it's sort of like bloggers could come in and fuck up your directions. And I believe a few of them do it on purpose. I would. I would do it in a heartbeat. So you don't have the thing of the GPS lady, the British lady, or the woman who makes questionable English. And I don't mean English as a nationality. I mean English as a language choices. And yeah, you don't get those. You get essentially bloggers who reading a map. Social media GPS, that's where it says like, hey, there's an accident there, or there's a blah, blah, blah there.
No, it gives you a little alert. Like, it gives you a little alert to say, hey.
And who do these alerts come from?
You may want to avoid this because it's an accident. And it was right. I said, oh, Wade said there was an accident right here. We looked up to the right. There was an accident.
Who are these alerts coming from? Bloggers. Bloggers and people who are on the social media.
Do that sound great? Let me see if I can do it again.
See, you're playing with it now. The problem is you can check your Facebook with the app. Now
I cannot check my Facebook with that.
A little of that sound convenient, but you don't need that much distraction when you don't know where the hell you're going. Now, me, I'll stick to the story.
Now back to the story.
I'm not 100%.
It's supposed to be guiding me to the place as I do. Here,
I'm doing my best with that shitty app.
Sam has decided he needs to throw up.
That decided. Yep. You think that was a decision? That's your brain saying, dude, seriously, it's 90 degrees.
So,
it has to come out somewhere.
What movie was that? I think it was The Wood. Did you see The Wood? When Taye Diggs needed to throw up and he had Slim pull over.
That's how you do it. That's lane courtesy.
But he didn't make it. So he threw up all down the window.
And yes, I remember that part of the movie.
Yes.
However, I had enough in me.
But you had me to pull over on the shoulder, which is very dangerous, on the curve. I couldn't because it was no shoulder. Where we were at, there was no shoulder. He was like, pull over the shoulder. Like, Sam, there is no shoulder to pull up on. So I had to miss my exit.
Yep.
To pull over onto a curve, onto the off ramp. Onto that shoulder, because that's the closest one that was there to us.
And that's why I say.
Threw up.
Sure did.
Mind you, there's big trucks hitting these curves.
Sure did.
And we're in a little bitty Kia Optima.
Let me explain something. That's what makes you a good driver and not a great driver. A great driver, like yours truly, would have not only.
I would have had to swallow my throw up.
Since we're playing revisionist history, there's been many times where you had to release release access fluid. See that? See, I could go without saying vomiting.
The only time,
and you have asked me to pull over.
No.
And, really?
No, I did not. We
I could get BK.
Your mama's house.
I could get
we
BK.
In front of your mother's house, and I puked in the driveway. So don't lie.
Or it could be the time we were driving from 18 in Garfield.
That's the time.
No.
That's the time.
It's two.
No, that's the time where BK was with us.
No. It was one where it was me, you, and Nathaniel, who will be getting married soon. We'll get into that. We'll probably have a podcast with
him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I didn't puke that day.
This is the revisionist history section of the podcast.
So it doesn't even matter.
You're drinking now.
I'm drinking water.
Next to a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Like the jumbo Mike's Hard Lemonade.
But it's a water.
You got 24 ounces. 25 ounces when they give you one more of pure unadulterated mango madness. And I quote, a blast of flavor in every sip. This is that bullshit I'm talking about right there. Revisionist. This is the first time I see revisionist present.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Revisionist. Goddamn liars.
That's
right.
Yours. That's sitting over there by you.
No! It's so clearly next to you. No one can mistake.
Why did you put it next to my water?
Okay, goddamn it. That's just lying at this point. It's not even revisionist.
Everybody believes me over you anyway, and you know it.
You know what's fucked up? I know that's the case, but I know I got somebody out there. One person. Just like, you know what, man? My wife done lied to me so many times before. And this is what I was getting at about Mike. Mm-hmm. Smart, one of the smartest guys I know. Hell of a man. No, got his shit together. Mm-hmm. Now, he got married, which is great. I met Jennifer. She's awesome. I mean, she's a genuine article. Everything she claimed to be, she is. And quite honestly, best thing to probably... You know, to help Mike.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it's going to bite him in the ass. He will never be right again. He doesn't know that yet. That guy got
That's
more...
That's why they fight to be right so hard.
Because dumbasses... Oh, excuse me. Let me tell you something about Mike. I like that guy. Lived in a book. Lived in school. Got more degrees than a fucking thermometer. Will never be right again. Because of dumbasses. Let me explain about these dumbasses. And they're all around you. Mm-hmm. They're like all around you. People don't care about what's right anymore. Like you, your stupid ways. You got an app that feeds on social media. People don't give a damn about what's right. You want to go the right way? What ways? Is a direction service, GPS. Supposed to tell you what people care about, what public opinion is, and public opinion usually is what's the thing, happy wife, happy life.
Yep.
That is bullshit.
Well,
here's why happy wife, happy life is bullshit. Mike, I hope you're paying attention. Happy wife,
Mike, don't be like him.
Happy wife, happy. You take this advice, and not just Mike. Anybody who's listening, happy wife, happy life is bullshit, because I have never seen, for the most part, now I can't say all women, but a good percentage of them will never be happy. Y'all all hate each other. Y'all got shows where it's just, you just essentially hate each other all the time. I mean, think about the housewives. If I had... To hang around, what is it? They usually travel in fours, right? Travel in fours. So if I'm a person who got my stuff together, I'm Atlanta. That's your jam. See, Atlanta, I won't go straight to Atlanta. I don't really know the show, the ends and outs.
Who is NeNe Leakes?
I know NeNe from The New Normal. I like that show.
You know NeNe from The Housewives.
Don't get me wrong. She's on The Housewives. But these other bitches I couldn't name if you put me in front of them. I couldn't. I know NeNe.
You know who Candy is.
She made that shitty album. Yeah, I remember her.
No, she Escape.
Let me rephrase that. She made that shitty solo album. Can we go to Escape was the shit. That's like early 90s. If you go back, you can hear me talk praise Escape with my man Adam Ray.
Okay.
You could go back in the podcast world and see I praise Escape. I'm talking about Candy by herself. Mm-hmm. That album was shitty.
You know she wrote No Scrubs.
Okay. Did she sing it?
She wrote it.
Did she sing it?
Ditch.
This the shit I'm talking about right here. Where you're never going to be right. It's all about public opinion. You were like, well, you know she blah, 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 blah.
I'm telling you. It doesn't matter.
I don't care. My whole point is, with the Housewives. See, hold on, Mike. I don't help you out, Mike. I hope, God damn it, I hope you're listening. But anyway.
I hope he's not.
All right, here it is. Let me tell you something. If I had to be around three other females, not necessarily females. If I had to be three other people who probably got as much clout as me, just as much, and we all hate each other, and it was found out the first day we will never get along, no way in fuck am I coming back for day number two and playing your birthday party. I'm never doing that shit.
That, I mean, that is something that I don't agree with.
After...
It's like, you know,
after
they
the
always say, I don't like this bee, and I don't like her, and
this
they
show,
always quick to hang around each other.
I would never be around you.
If I don't like you, I'm not going to hang around you.
If I don't like you, no way in
now,
fuck.
Now, you'll probably catch me if we have a mutual friend that's having a party, and you just happen to be there.
Even still, I would do this. Hey, fuck that motherfucker right there. I'm never hanging around this guy. I'm saying on the other side of the room, you could call me distant, antisocial,
but
whatever.
Call you a punk.
Okay. And you know what? I'm still not hanging around that motherfucker who bothers me. I'm still not doing that shit. So, and I hope you was paying attention to that, Mike, because of this. This is what women do. This is a little trick, and it's going to save you a lot of heartache. And not just Mike, any person who just got married, who's dating, or just wondering why.
So now you're the marriage whisperer?
Oh, I'm pretty good at it.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm pretty good at it. Let me tell you something. Here's how women fight. Or I don't want to say fight as in physical, but argue. Anytime they're right about anything.
Which is always.
They stay on the fucking point. You can't budge them on the point that subject is about.
You and Brandon tried it.
Now, when they are wrong, they will change the subject and use this like encyclopedic Rolodex of shit you've done that's equal or worse to get the topic away from you.
What's wrong with that?
I'll tell you what's wrong with that. You're not owning up. You're not owning up. You're not being what you're supposed to be. What they say, you know, it's at the start of the podcast. Don't talk about it, be about it. No, you're not doing that. Here's what you're doing. You're taking away from the point so you can feel right.
Well, Sam,
remember what I said about...
I accept that and my heart is open.
Remember what I said about public opinion. Okay, so anyway... That's part of the reason why we was in Tennessee. Well, actually, that's the bulk of the reason we were in Tennessee.
Shouldn't your wife be the one that has the, so to speak, the kryptonite bullet? Shouldn't I be the one
fuck
that
can no.
put you down, whatever it needs to be?
Fuck no. If I had some shit like Superman, where kryptonite, where you could take out this thing and put me down, you are the last motherfucker I've given it to. You are, wonder why you would be the last person I'd give it to. You couldn't wait to use it.
No.
You, Jesus Christ. You're like, I would like this purse. No. And there's a kryptonite bullet. Go fuck yourself.
You know your wife, you know that won't happen.
It would be more. You know what? It probably.
Now, you said it's a new lipstick.
You know what? It wouldn't be a kryptonite bullet, but you would take that chunk of kryptonite and make other fucking weapons.
Kryptonite flag.
It'd be a kryptonite flag, kryptonite knife. It'd be. You will have one of those, like, what's the X-Acto knives? That's what it is. The little bitty blade, a kryptonite scalpel. Go fuck yourself. If there was ever a kryptonite bullet, it is given to someone who could give such a fuck less what I'm doing. It would be given to a perfect stranger. I would personally give it to a perfect stranger before I give it to you. I would go.
But because we're married, I automatically get it.
No. If I had to decide who I'm giving it to,
there is no decision. You can't make it.
I'm giving the kryptonite bullet.
Do you give your life insurance policy to a stranger?
See, I would.
You would do it for spite. We know.
I would for spite, but
spite
I don't.
Spite is gonna be your downfall.
I don't want to like fund terrorism because I don't know this dude. Like a life insurance policy, I get a you and a boy for this reason alone. I can't fucking take it with me. If I can take it with me, you just have to get a job. You just have to get a good ass job.
Didn't I have a job when you met me?
Well, you have to get a job.
Did I have a pretty decent job when
I'm
you
met me? I'm not taking. See, that's that arguing shit right there. That's what I'm talking about. You're not staying on the point.
That's the point.
That's not the point. The point is, I'm taking it with me. You're going to have to get a job just as good as mine to get the same life insurance policy, if not better.
My life insurance policy was actually pretty darn good.
I hope you
get my job.
It ain't as good as mine.
It was actually better than yours. I can guarantee
you. But why you want mine? All right, then. All right, look. Well, answer it is. You figure out the code. All right. If I could get to the other couple that I want to talk about. Yes, the couple I want to... Well, actually, the couple I want to talk about is a quick aside about a couple of NFL rookies I met in my time there. Zach Mettenberger and Taylor Lewin of the Tennessee Titans. Good dudes. And this is one of the few times I did not have my mini recorder on me. That would have been a great podcast to sit down and talk with them. You can, they just got a good head on their shoulders. I feel pretty good about Tennessee's chances. Well, offensive chances. Let's put it like that.
You need both.
Yeah, I feel good about their offensive chances. And I will leave it at that. But the actual couple in question that I kept, Mike. That's not Mike. I'm doing the reverse now. Now I'm calling Matt, Mike, Mike. But anyway, okay. It's Jesus, Matt and Alexa.
I know you.
All right. Finally even up that score. I feel good that they went. They actually, I joke about it all the time. Like they took my idea by going to Whiskey Trail earlier this year. It was the Kentucky Whiskey Trail. I joke about it. But in real talk, it's something I always wanted to do. And finally got a chance to do it. And I went a place they didn't go, and that is the Jack Daniel's Distillery. My home away from home. Actually, me throwing up in the car actually probably wasn't an accident. I spent a whole day drinking, if you think about it.
Well, kind of.
If you sit back and think about it.
But what they gave you were equivalent to shots.
Do you know how many shots they gave me? Like I said, it has a lag effect. Whatever that heat does have a lag effect, so it's probably you take a bunch of shots, you go out to eat that night, you have a bunch of shots more, then you go out to a club, then you have a bunch of shots more. So, yeah, that was probably inevitable.
Yeah, I get that.
After thinking about it like this, yeah, it probably was. But the Jack Daniel's Distillery, grown-up Disneyland, unless you're Tosh.
It wasn't Disneyland for me at all.
If you're... Well,
my husband is not one for solidarity.
I am not. Well, here's what it is. We have our son with us. And you can't go on... It's two trails. Or not trails. It's two... Well, you call them trails, tours, whatever. There's a sampling tour, and they use that word. That is the greatest understatement I've ever heard in my goddamn life when it talks about sampling. And then they have the tour. Mm-hmm. You went on the... tour. You went on the family tour.
By myself.
Really? Because that little guy don't count.
With my son.
That's not by yourself. See, that's the shit I'm talking about right there. That's not by yourself.
Without my husband.
Yeah, without me. I went on the sampling tour. Please tell me how your experience was.
It was
alright. Please, you didn't do anything?
Nope.
Alright, well, my tour was the shit.
You supposed to have went on the family tour with your wife.
But then I would have... Like, not went on the sampling tour.
You didn't need to. You have Jack Daniels at home.
Yeah, but where you go where they make them. Like, first of all, if there was a sampling tour of Mac, I'm never fucking seeing you.
But if you couldn't go, then I would like
That's called the lie. What you
it's
are doing.
Solidarity.
I hope there's a sampling tour of Mac. I don't even know where the fuck they make it. I hope there is, and for
it's
some...
Wherever they make it, it's an Estee Lauder company.
Well, wherever it is, I hope I couldn't go. I don't know. You know, like, hey, you got a dick, you can't go. You know, like, whatever. I just hope they... But either way, we're talking about Jack Daniels.
What the heck is that?
Jack Daniels. Feather that came out. All right. Jack Daniels. First of all, the entire town is ran by Jack Daniels. Yeah. There's no escaping Jack Daniels. Of Lynchburg, Tennessee, everything... There is Jack Daniels. From schools to monuments to government buildings. They're like Department of Motor Vehicles loosely has something to do with Jack Daniels.
It's called the Jack Daniel Employee Credit Union.
Yes, yes. Their banks are Jack. Everything is Jack Daniels. Which is ironic because it's in a dry county. But their loophole they get around it is, you're not buying alcohol. You're buying the bottle. We're just giving you the alcohol. Smartest move I heard is a good catch 22, skirt the law. And when you're on the premises, Jack Daniels, yeah, you can drink. And there you go. That sampling tour, we got a chance to see how it was made. They take you to all phases of how you're making Jack Daniels in any form. Now, they got some secret shit down there that you're never going to see, like Jack Daniels Tennessee Fire. Mm-hmm. They have, like, they still got Sour Mash down there. They got the Sinatra Select. And on my tour, I got a chance to sit down, have a nice, you could say shot. It's a little bit bigger than a shot, though. It's like a... Yeah, I could say more at a time. You're drinking however much you want, a shot at a time. That's how they did it. You could drink however much you want, a shot at a time. So, I'm sitting next to the barrel. All I'm doing is taking my little Dixie cup, going back, knocking it back. Take it back, knocking it back. Had a little bit of everything down there.
I bet you didn't get this liquor until after the tour.
No, it was during.
So, what were you drinking?
Oh, Gentleman Jack. Whatever facility we were in. See, our tour was a little bit longer than yours.
It also left 30 minutes after mine.
Please. Yeah. But it still had a little bit more... It was a lot more nooks and crannies. So, like, when you would see how actual Jack is made, the original Black Label, that's where you went, right? That's a yes or no question.
No, we got to see Single Barrel.
Okay. See, I saw where Single Barrel was made. I saw where...
Regular Jack Daniels is made there.
They lied to you.
Right? No, they make there. It's another factory 2 miles down that makes regular bottles of Jack Daniels.
That's the blending. Okay. All right, I see what you're talking about.
Like...
Here's what's happening.
Okay. What I was told was that they only make the specialty Jack Daniels there.
No.
And that they have a state of the art factory 2 miles up the road that makes everything else.
That's... I don't know if you were listening or... You're partially right. They do have other facilities, but what's happening with this is... The blending district, because any Black Label Jack is regular Black Label Jack is blended whiskey, so they blend it up the road, and they gotta bring it back. Now, what happens there? Single Barrel, you can make Single Barrel anywhere because it's just a single barrel, and they just, well, we have a single barrel and we make it here, because when they blend it, they gotta bring it back and put it in that big ass warehouse. Where all the whiskey barrels are. So, yeah, they got to bring it back. So, what he did, when he discussed that, after it's blended, you put it in there, then they crack open the barrel. So, and then he showed us where they make Gentleman's Jack, which essentially is blended Jack, but they, like, get, like, three feet of like charcoal again, burn it down, and do it again. All the shit that makes Jack Daniels is there. Like, they cut down the trees they make their own charcoal.
Like he was saying, it's a very expensive process.
Oh, yeah.
Ricks. They burn the ricks to make the charcoal.
Yeah.
And the charcoal is the filters for the grain alcohol or the moonshine after they let it, you know, after they ferment it.
And either way, every stop has something to drink. And
we're going to go to Marco Monterio one day.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Mac.
All right. Did you just pull out your phone just to look up where the hell that was?
Double check that's where it was at.
All right. Either way.
I knew, but I want to double check.
One cool thing about the Jack Daniels distillery is they have two walls there of like contributors. Mm-hmm. They have one as like people who buy barrels of the stuff. And then they have the charcoal wall of people who have been buying Jack Daniels for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. My name is on the charcoal wall.
Sam.
My name
is not up here.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. With the magic of the pause button, I am going to show the picture to my wife. Person, this is the shit I'm talking about. Where they don't want you to be right. It's all about public opinion. So with the magic of the pause button, I'm going to show her this picture. And with the magic of the pause button, we are back. I am looking at a person who has been proven wrong. A person who is looking at photographic evidence.
Man, this is
your... am I not on that wall? Am I not on the charcoal wall? I'm right next to Kelly Pickler. It's Kelly Pickler, it's Luke Bryan, it is Eric Church, it is me. All your country singers. Dolly,
this is your handwriting.
Dolly Parton is on the other wall.
Was that not your handwriting?
Am I not on the wall?
I don't know what it was. It looked like a piece of paper.
Okay. Why do you have to lie? You are looking at proof. I have contributed. I know in my heart I've taken someone to college out of Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Okay.
Now, as much as jokes y'all have made, well, Sam's a bit of a drinker. He drinks. To start this podcast, we're like, oh, he drinks so much. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent somebody to college. And what you are doing is seeing photographic evidence, proof, on that wall. The show, not only was I at the Jack Daniels Distillery, I hung out with Uncle Jack. I think I call him Uncle at this point. And everything was fine. So, I think we got to the cause of it. You drank for roughly 16 hours out of... I drank for 16 hours out of a 24-hour day. And you wonder why he had to blow chucks the next day? I'll tell you why. It's called Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. I mean, so, all in all, I guess having a great time at Jack Daniels, having a great time with my boy Mike and Jennifer, finally one up in, I don't want to say one up, I'm even in the score to old Matty Ice and Alexa. That's, I guess, in a nutshell, why this podcast is late.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we can do that we got a little bit of time left. I always put these on like Facebook or you know, the lifeboats. I will refrain from.
Are we not lifeboating this week?
We will be a new one. But at the bottom, I need to keep my word where it says, like, you know, we will talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to kind of go back to the ones we stopped talking about, though.
Okay.
Because, honestly, you know, you got to keep your word. It always says, you know what I mean? Like, we will talk about them on the podcast, which we should have been doing. But, I mean, this is like one of the first podcasts where we got a chance to sit down. We didn't have a special guest. We haven't. This kind of like a State of the Union-ish of the podcast, it kind of happened that we were ridiculously late.
Not that late.
Yeah. By internet standards, we were ridiculously late. I saw the email. You guys not even putting up a show. That's lazy. You know, this is a fucking free podcast. You're like, you don't want to pull that card. Like, hey, this is not for nothing. This is a free podcast. Not for nothing, but this is a free podcast. This is like, yeah. Alright, this is kind of where we left off. And we talked about that one. Okay, Lifeboat. Most typecasted actor, Samuel Jackson. Alright, the rules of Lifeboat is always new people listening to every podcast. Rules of Lifeboat is simple. We kick someone off. It's a four. It's you can only have three out of the four of the people I named. You have to kick some people off.
Okay.
That's just what it is. You have to kick one person out of four names I'm naming. Out of the typecasted people, typecasted actors, you have Samuel Jackson, Morgan Freeman, Adam Sandler, and Vince Vaughn. You had to kick off somebody. Who are you kicking off?
Morgan Freeman.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking about, Morgan Freeman. If I had to kick somebody off who's ridiculously typecasted, I'm kicking off Sandler. I'm kicking off Sandler.
Not a huge Morgan Freeman.
Too many shitty movies. At first, I did kick off Vince Vaughn. But then after thinking about it, the number of shitty movies, I can't go for that. It's too many shitty movies. Okay, best Superman. We're going Christopher Reeves, Dean Cain, Henry Cavill, and you guessed it. God, what's that guy name? You know, emo Superman. You already kind of know my answer from what
homeless
I'm saying.
Superman?
Not homeless Superman. That's Henry Cavill. He was in Chuck. Devin something. Brandon Roth. That's his name. Brandon Roth.
I call him Captain Awesome.
No. Not Awesome. He was Devin.
The gay guy.
In Chuck. No, in the show Chuck, he was the anti-Chuck. He was the good-looking guy. He was supposed to be a spy.
Yeah, the gay guy. He's gay in real life. The gay guy.
Not Brandon Roth. You thinking of my man from Suits.
Is that who you talking about?
No. I'm thinking about the guy. He was on the bad team. He was Brandon Roth.
I have to look him up.
Look him up. Brandon Roth.
Brandon Ruth or Roth?
R-O-U-T-H. So, however you pronounce it.
Okay, him. Okay.
Yeah, you got him? Alright, cool. Yeah. Alright, you can already tell from my answer, he's totally going.
Who would have chosen?
Worst Superman.
Christopher Reeves.
Dean Cain. Henry Cavill.
Can we get Smallville in there?
No, this is the revisionist history. We've already posted this on the
page. I asked you that originally. I said no. Rise of Smallville.
Brandon Roth. Because these are super.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen Homeless Superman.
These are the Superman in movies.
But I would pick him to leave because the other ones would look better.
And technically, you can't use Smallville.
Because it's a show.
No, he was never Superman.
He was. It was danced around.
It was danced around. He never put on a suit. He never put on a suit. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. In the last one. He did put on a suit, but they never called him Superman.
No.
So, yeah, Brandon Roth got to go. I don't trust a Superman who didn't throw a fucking punch. I watched that movie. That pissed me off. That pissed me off more than Homeless Superman. Can't be Superman and not throw a punch. All right, this brings us to Mother's Day. This was Claire Huxtable, Roseanne from Roseanne, Jill Taylor, and you guessed it. Mama from the Brady Bunch.
I don't think who I picked.
What are you doing? Just going back through social media?
No, I'm trying to think without doing that, actually. What were the choices?
Mom from Brady Bunch.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Flores Henderson. I'm using their real names now.
All right.
Felicia Rashad. Mm-hmm. Roseanne Barr. And Felicia, Patricia Richardson. Jill Taylor. From Home Improvement.
I think I'll have to say Jill Taylor.
Bullshit. Brady Bunch mom, you got to get out of there.
Why?
I don't trust a mom who still needed a housekeeper.
Well, a lot of people have housekeepers. When you have six kids, a lot of
she didn't have a job. Go fuck yourself.
But, Sam.
She didn't have a job.
Six kids is a lot.
I'm not saying it ain't.
One child is a lot.
I'm not saying it ain't. No. No, you didn't have a job.
Sam, you think.
If she would have had a job, I would have let it go.
Maybe she did, but she quit her job to stay home and take care of them kids.
All right, here we go. Musical duos.
Mm-hmm.
Male. This is the male category. Outkast, Daft Punk, mm-hmm. Hall & Oates, Brooks & Dunn. I already saw that coming because I don't like country music.
I didn't say that I like country music.
Mm-hmm.
I said Bad Brooks & Dunn.
That's it?
That's it.
Much as it pains me. Much as it pains me.
Okay.
And I like everything these guys have ever done. I have to kick you off. Daft Punk.
Wow, really?
I like Daft Punk. Just count the hits on all of them. Count the hits. Then on top of that, the fuck is up with the mask, man? Just show your face.
Hey, you leave, this is name something, DeGeorge.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know what they look like?
Yeah. I'm glad they got the mask on.
Okay. We're speed routing this whole thing. I'm not going to tell you.
His name Gavin something DeHoman. Something
he could be lying to you. You don't know.
Anyway, they have plenty of pictures of them. When they first came out, they did not wear masks.
Yeah. Let's speed round this thing. I'm just going to leave it alone. The duos, the female edition.
Oh, you already know my answer was for that one.
You got Salt and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ann and Nancy Wilson with Heart. You have Tattoo. And you have Joan Jett and Lita Ford. I don't know yet. Well, I know your answer, but you kind of have to say your answer because no one else does. This is how, like, audio works. Like, you talk in this microphone,
okay.
And you're talking
I
to
am
other
people. Aren't I?
And you're talking to other people who can't read your thoughts.
Who said Tattoo? They got to go.
I'm only going to do this because it's completely unfair because I like all of them. Count the hits. With that said, I do like all the words you said. Not going to get us. The entire Tattoo collection was great.
I think you're the only one.
Oh, bullshit. They had songs in WWE. They've had... It's just awesome. But the problem is... Count the hits. I think we're caught up.
Are we?
Maybe. I know we just speed round that whole thing. But I think we are caught up as far as lifeboats go. Because usually we don't get a chance to sit down and talk about them in detail like we would like to. On the podcast, we just kind of like go episode. But we were really, 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 you know, kind of like missing the boat where we didn't get a chance to do so. So, since we got a chance, we got a few more minutes. The next time, I don't want to say the next time, you probably see this, like this, state of the show, the roast.
Yay! Hey, Sam, you so black.
Hold on, wait, for the record, we're pushing the roast. I am ridiculously happy that name tag, After the Tide, Nathan Driz Johnson going to show up and have some musical accompaniment. Of everyone telling me how full of shit I am.
Hey, you signed up for it.
True.
You did.
The only thing I have so little faith in is our roast master. Like, I'm just going to...
Why do you have the least faith in me?
Hold on, I'm talking. All right.
No, you're not talking.
Hold on, one second.
You don't get 1 second. No. Why do you have the least amount of faith in me?
Like,
I...
Sam, I'm good.
Your MC skills are...
Guess what?
I'm trying to find a good word for non-existent.
Wow, have you ever seen me in a performing...
That's kind of my point. No, I have not. I have...
You always chose not to. Anytime I was doing anything that was like performance...
No. I have seen you sing. I've seen you do stuff. I've never seen you get a mic and MC anything.
Well, I'm about to MC this right now. Hey, yo, coming to the stage, our next act. You may have heard them on our show. They're Just Talking With Sam show. You may have heard them.
Yeah, you already got me on under. I mean, like, throw a little Steve Harvey in there. Throw a Show Your Love. Throw a just
Black people. We do know white people. Introducing After the Time.
All right, I want to throw this out there. It's not too late. It's not too late to get these new flyers and stuff. If there's any Roastmasters or MCs.
Why you hating on me so tough, though?
You could throw a Steve Harvey in there.
I'm not Steve Harvey, I'm Tasha. Quit trying to make me be other people.
I would like to make you more successful people.
I'm going
to
be successful. Guess what? You ain't running this show. I'm running it. You can't tell me how to host it. I'm going to get up there and tell everybody how black your booty is and how you look in the morning.
You know, this is the part where we're supposed to sell the roast.
Anywho.
This is the part where we're supposed to say how magical it's going to be.
I'm not going to give out my comedic gems on the podcast.
A free medium so people have to pay $5
to hear my comedic gems.
It was 10 until Scorpion kicked in.
I am working with people to help me with my comedy. To enhance what's already there. And guess what?
To enhance.
Yep, to enhance what's already there. Because I'm funny. I am hilarious. You just don't appreciate my type of comedy. Sam think it's supposed to be punchline. I'm not a punchline type of girl.
At a comedy show, you start off by saying, I'm not a punchline type of girl.
I develop the story. I don't do punchline. I develop. And guess what? You're going to enjoy it.
Hey, if y'all still want to show up, man, I mean, obviously, I won't be there. We can't really kind of go back on our word right now, so.
You can.
No, I wouldn't do that to the bands. I wouldn't, because they're giving out their time, energy, effort, and all that other stuff. I wouldn't do that to them. Or the venue and all that other good stuff, because we went through a lot. So, here's how I look at it. With roasters, there's a... You know what? Got a little over a month. Maybe, you know. She is working with some heavy hitters. Maybe, by like the grace of God, something will stick.
Don't worry about me. I've seen
some of the classes, they were brutal.
Sam, I got this.
And I find it odd, this is like the best version of an example of a podcast.
Yeah, is this going to be just me and you arguing?
No, not that. I'm talking about the roast would be a great example of what the podcast is all about. Mm-hmm. Except for one major factor.
What?
I'm speaking the least. On that night.
You are going to find a way to speak the most.
I assure you.
You can't leave well enough alone.
I assure you. It's
you
a roast.
You have to be behind the scenes, stirring the pie.
I'm pretty much sitting on stage.
You can't sit on stage. Well, you're not big enough for that.
I take that back. Yeah, I could. Without giving too much away, I could. But for the record, during the roast, I'm essentially just sitting in a chair and just drinking, well, Jack Daniels. There probably will be, probably my ass, there will be a lot of drinking that day. Because that's just,
Lush?
No. Lush implies I am...
You are a booze hound. Booze hound, you are.
Why can't we just stick to...
You're not a connoisseur.
I'm a drinker.
You're an alcoholic.
No, an alcoholic implies quitting, and I have a problem.
Well, you are drunk.
I don't. There we go. Let's just go with drunk. What's wrong with that? I know a lot of good drunks.
Yeah, I know a lot of them too. So they say they're good, and they're not really that good.
Oh, I know some masking fucking drunks who want to be good. That's they think they're good because they're drunk.
Yeah.
There we go.
No.
All right, but that's how we'll end this one. Sorry for our tardiness.
Drinking? No,
I almost bit my tongue.
I'm sorry for I died.
Like, I'm doing the thing where you try to say something. I almost bit my tongue, though. Sorry for our tardiness. It happens. Look, we did a whole year.
Basically.
It's a free podcast.
July 18th, everyone. He didn't even say the day. July 18th at the Detroit Pub in Clinton Township on Harper. I think the address is 22344, something
like
that.
It's the corner of 14 Harper.
14 and Harper. I'm not 100% sure the address, but check our social media. Check his at SamShow11 on Twitter, at Just Talk With Sam on Facebook. Check mine's at iHeartTashMac on Instagram. You should find some information there.
Yeah, because we don't have an Instagram.
Please be there. $5 cover charge. Great bands. Great drinks. Great fun. Come laugh. Come have fun.
Yes, kind of what I was leading up to. So that's that. We're a little late this week, but hey, we got good stories out of it. We'll be back next week. We got some pretty good stuff coming down the pike. This is why I question your MC-ness right now, because you can't stay on fucking topic. All right, either way, see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.